You might as well stop limping. Go and get ready by the door, said Jeremy. Floating in the air does not make you a bad person. Igor shrugged. He was entertaining the idea that it didn't mean you were a person at all, and incidentally, he was rather worried that Jeremy seemed to have dressed himself with a little more care this morning. He decided, in these circumstances, not to broach the subject of his hiring, but he had been working that one out. He'd been hired before her ladyship had engaged Jeremy to do his work. Well, all that showed was that she knew her man. But she'd hired him herself in Bart's shoeshine, and he'd got himself onto the mail coach that very day. And it turned out that Lady Lejean had visited Jeremy on that day too. The only thing faster than the mail coach between Uberwald and Ankh-Morpork was magic, unless someone had found a way to travel by semaphore. And Lady Lejean hardly looked like a witch. The shop's clocks were putting up a barrage of noise to signal the passing of 7 o'clock when Igor opened the front door. It always did to anticipate the knock. Not did anything, just did. Some things were done, and some things were not done. And the things that were done, Igor's did. That was another part of the code of the Igors. He wrenched it open. 2 pints, sir, lovely and fresh, said Mr. Soak, handing him the bottles. And a day like this just says fresh cream, doesn't it? Igor glared at him, but took the bottles.
I prefer it when it's going green, he said haughtily. Good day to you, Mr. Soak.
He shut the door. It wasn't her, said Jeremy, when he arrived back in the workshop.
It was the milkman, sir.
She's 25 seconds late, said Jeremy, looking concerned. Do you think anything could have happened to her?
Real ladies are often fashionably late, sir, said Igor, putting the milk away.
It was icy cold under his fingers. Well, I'm sure her ladyship is a real lady.
I wouldn't know about that, sir, said Igor,
who in fact had the aforesaid very strong doubts in that area. He walked back into the shop and took up position with his hand on the door handle just as the knock came. Lady Lejean swept past Igor. The two trolls ignored him and took up their positions just inside the workshop. Igor put them down as hired rock, anyone's for $2 a day plus walking around money. Her ladyship was impressed. The big clock was nearing completion. It wasn't the squat, blocky thing that Igor's grandfather had told him about. Jeremy had, much to Igor's surprise, for there wasn't a scrap of decoration anywhere in the house, gone for the impressive look. Your grandfather helped make the first one, Jeremy had said. So let's build a grandfather clock, eh? And there it stood, a slim, long-case clock in crystal and spun glass, reflecting the light in worrying ways. Igor had spent a fortune in the Street of Cunning Artificers. For enough money you could buy anything in Ankh-Morpork, and that included people. He'd made sure that no crystal cutter or glass worker had done enough of the work to give them any sort of clue about the finished clock. But he'd worried needlessly about that. Money could buy a lot of uninterest. Besides, who would believe that you could measure time with crystals? Only in the workshop did it all come together. Igor bustled around polishing things, listening carefully as Jeremy showed off his creation. No need for any metal parts, he was saying. We've come up with a way of making the tamed lightning flow across glass, and we've found a workman who can make glass that bends slightly. We, Igor noticed. Well, that was always the way of it. We discovering things meant the master asking for them and Igor thinking them up. Anyway, the flow of lightning was a family passion. With sand and chemicals and a few secrets, you could make lightning sit up and beg. Lady Lejean reached out with a gloved hand and touched the side of the clock. This is the divider mechanism, Jeremy began, picking up a crystalline array from the workbench. But her ladyship was still staring up at the clock. You've given it a face and hands, she said. Why? Oh, it will function very well in the measurement of traditional time, said Jeremy. Glass gears throughout, of course. In theory, it will never need adjusting. It will take its time from the universal tick. Ah, you have found it, then. The time it takes the smallest possible thing that can happen to happen. I know it exists. She looked almost impressed. But the clock is still unfinished. There is a certain amount of trial and error, said Jeremy. But we will do it. Igor says there will be a big storm on Monday. That should provide the power, he says. And then, Jeremy's face lit up with a smile, I see no reason why...